The news that Mayor Lynn Hall was not seeking re-election did not come as a real surprise to me. While he did provide stability over the past 8 years, it was not without its controversies and big missteps. They were well reported, as they should have been, as the city was not transparent, so the news media stepped in to do what the city couldn't or wouldn't do: give us taxpayers accountability and transparency. While he does leave a deserved legacy behind, it has been marred over decisions and inaction made over the past 5 years that if he wasn't complicit in, he was aware at the very least of wrongdoings happening under his nose. Now anybody that replaces him will have some very serious issues to deal with, from the rampant and virtually unchecked homeless and vagrants plaguing most of the Bowl area and the related encampments that dot the cityscape. Then there is inability of the mayor and most of city council to actually represent the city. Sure, they represent certain areas and neighborhoods, but they seem not to understand that they represent the entire city, not just their little gaggle of friends and supporters. Then the incoming mayor also has to deal with an aging infrastructure that needs a major overhaul, from water and sewer lines to buildings that are in dire need of repair. The biggest unknown is, will the new incoming mayor let all that power they will now have go to their head, or will the position overwhelm them? How will we taxpayers react, and how will we choose to deal with it? Will taxes go up because more issues are found, or will the new incoming mayor and council squander our hard-earned tax dollars on crap we don't need right now? Whatever happens, the new mayor will have some major decisions to make in very short order, which will determine what route they'll take and whether we taxpayers will support those decisions or not. The first 4 months of the new mayor's term will determine what the next 4 years will look like, and for us taxpayers, it is a scary proposition. Dean Soylent, Prince George.